Wind by Charles L. Fontenay. When you have an engine with no fuel, and fuel without an engine, and a life or death deadline to meet, you have a problem indeed. Unless you are a stubborn Dutchman, and Jan van Artevelde was the stubbornest Dutchman on Venus. Jan Willem van Artevelde claimed descent from William of Orange. He had no genealogy to prove it, but on Venus there was no one who could disprove it either. Jan Willem van Artevelde smoked a clay pipe, which only a Dutchman can do properly, because the clay bit grates on less stubborn teeth. Jan needed all his Dutch stubbornness, and a good deal of pure physical strength besides, to maneuver the roach-flat ground car across the tumbled terrain of Den Hoorn into the teeth of the howling gale that swept from the west. The huge wheels twisted and jolted against the rocks outside, and Jan bounced against his seat-belt, wrestled the steering wheel, and puffed at his pipe. The mild aroma of Herenby tabak filled the tight ground car. There came a new swaying that was not the roughness of the terrain. Through the thick windshield, Jan saw all the ground about him buckle and heave for a second or two before it settled to rugged quiescence again. This time he was really heaved about. Jan mentioned this to the ground car radio. "That's the third time in half an hour," he commented. "This place tosses like the Isselmeer on a rough day." "You just don't forget it isn't the Zuider Zee," retorted Heemskerk from the other end. "You sink there and you don't come up three times." "Don't worry," said Jan. "I'll be back on time, with a broom at the masthead." "This I shall want to see," chuckled Heemskerk, a logical reaction, considering the scarcity of brooms on Venus. 2 hours earlier, the two men had sat across the small table playing chess, with little indication that there would be anything else to occupy their time before blast-off of the stubby gravity boat. It would be their last chess game for many months, for Jan was a member of the Dutch colony at Oostpoort in the northern hemisphere of Venus, while Heemskerk was a pilot of the G-boat from the Dutch spaceship Vanderdecken, scheduled to begin an earthward orbit in a few hours. It was near the dusk of the 485-hour Venerian day, and the twilight gale already had arisen, sweeping from the comparatively chill Venerian nightside into the superheated dayside. Oostpoort, established near some outcroppings that contained uranium ore, was protected from both the dawn gale and the twilight gale, for it was in a valley amidst a small range of mountains. Jan had just figured out a combination by which he hoped to cheat Heemskerk out of one of his nights, when Dekker, the burgomaster of Oostpoort, entered the spaceport ready room. "There's been an emergency radio message," said Dekker. "They've got a passenger for the Earthship over at Rathole." "Rathole?" repeated Heemskerk. "What's that? I didn't know there was another colony within 2,000 kilometers. "Well, it isn't a colony in the sense Oostpoort is," explained Dekker. "The people are the families of a bunch of laborers left behind when the colony folded several years ago."